Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of the Soul Season. This episode will be named Letting Go Without Losing Yourself, which is something I had a bit of trouble like finding balance in. It's just sometimes it feels like I'm letting go of pieces of me that I'm not ready to. Sometimes it feels like grief. Sometimes it definitely does not feel like freedom. And because of that, I just kind of sat and wondered over it for a bit. And then I had a serious talk with God, and I came across like this feeling of just letting go shouldn't mean like I'm losing who I am, but that I am becoming who I was always meant to be and who God is leading me to become. So let's start with a verse. I had a bit of trouble deciding which verse to use for a while, because there's a verse like a few before it, but let me tell you this verse that's specific to this episode. It's from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 6, and it says, "A time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away." I chose this verse because there's a season for everything, including endings. But the verse that like I wanted to kind of choose was actually same book, same chapter, but it's the first verse, which is, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heavens." And yeah, there's just reason for the season, guys. But I just feel like there's such a culture nowadays that idolizes holding it together and having everything situated and fixing things, that we rarely like honor the holy work of release. Like, God isn't going to be mad at you for walking away from something that stopped feeding your spirit. Like, whether that be a friend group or a situationship or a version of you who only knew, like, survival mode. Like, letting go does not mean you failed. It means that you listened to what God was telling you to do. And that's another thing, is, like, learning to be obedient. Especially when God is giving you signs that it's time to let go. I used to think that I had to be loyal to this version of myself that I was whenever I said yes to anything. And that's just not true. God's been showing me that my loyalty to who I was previously is disobedient to who He's calling me to be now. And like, this reminded me of something that we were talking about in Connect Group. We were talking about how partial obedience or delayed obedience is still obedience, or still disobedience. It is not obedient. We got that from our sermon this Sunday. And it hit me deep, because like, as I was listening to everyone's answers of like, how is God calling you to be obedient, it just further expressed to me that when God's telling you to let go and you keep holding on just a little longer, that's not obedience. That's the spirit of fear. That's pride. That's us trying to protect something that God is literally trying to pull you from. You don't have to wait until the pain is unbearable to walk away. That is not what you need to be doing. Sometimes your peace is proof enough. You're allowed to evolve. You're allowed to leave places that no longer serve you or no longer feel like home, especially if God's telling you that you don't have to stay. Like, be mindful of whatever it is you're holding that might be holding you back. Like, that is a genuine possibility. That being said, the question that I have for you all this week is, what are you holding on to that's like out of habit instead of hope. Like, some things are heavy because they're sacred, but others are heavy because they've expired. Maybe it's like a friend that you keep checking on, but they stop checking on you. Maybe it's a routine that used to keep you grounded, but now it kind of just doesn't work for you anymore. Like, something else changed in your life and that routine doesn't work for you. Maybe it's like your own self-doubt whispering to you, like, if you let go, you'll have literally nothing left and there will be nothing for you here. But like, God can only fill what you're willing to empty. I'm gonna say it again. God can only fill what you're willing to empty. And if you're not willing to let things go, then God cannot refill and pour into you what you need. So keep that in mind. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put that in the post. But like, I just want to do a quick like soul reflect with you guys. Like, this week I want to challenge you to name one thing that you're releasing, and it doesn't have to be physical. Like, I want this to be spiritually. Like, what do you need to let go on the inside? And I'm gonna tell you mine. I am letting go of the pressure to fix everything that's not mine to carry. I have struggled with that since I was pretty much 8. I just remember even being young like that. Like, I became a sister at that age, and I just feel like I've held on to being responsible for other people as well as myself in that way, that now that I am an adult and I don't live with my mother like most of the time, and I'm not with my sisters most of the time, that like, it was such a shock to me to like be out of that like guardian figure of sorts. It like set me aback, because I'm like, what do? I don't have other people to look after. And I found myself like basically trying to big sister my friends and stuff, and that's just so not what I wanted to do with myself. Like, I just did not like who I was when I would like practically like babyfy my friends in a way. Like, they're my age, and if they aren't my age, they're like a year younger or a year older, or maybe a few years older. So I'm like, who are you? What are you trying to do? Like, these are they're people of their own mind and own rhythm, and you can't just come in and start like trying to nitpick at everything. That's not your job. That's not what you're called to do. And I don't know who told you you were called to do that, but that's not me. It's all that I heard God say. But yeah. So I will be letting go of the pressures to fix everything that has literally nothing to do with me. Like, I found myself like running to find solutions to problems that had nothing to do with me in that time. And I just kind of realized that sometimes peace doesn't come from solving a problem. It comes from surrendering the problem to God. And maybe that's like the next step of obedience for you guys as well. But you don't have to take like some big leap. Just maybe like a small moment of saying like, okay, God, I'm done holding what you never asked me to. But yeah. Let's start closing with a prayer. God, give me the ability and the help to release the things I've outgrown without any guilt, Lord. Help me to trust that what's falling away is making room for what you are planting in my life, Lord God. Help me to remember that letting go isn't always a loss. It's an invitation to become more and to receive more. Let my hands be open and my heart stay soft. Let my obedience be immediate and not hesitant. In your mighty name, I pray all this to you and more. Amen. So, yeah. If you like this episode, you should let me know if I'm doing good or not. But yeah, this is your season of letting go. Like I said, I challenge you all to answer the question of what are you still holding on to out of habit and not hope? And let go of things that God never told you to hold. But yeah, sit with it, journal on it, talk to someone, talk to God about it. We shouldn't be rushing to heal this summer. We're gonna respect it. So remember, this is your soul season, and I will see you next week.